ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4 द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर चैप्टर 31 नारद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स द प्रचेतास पार्ट 1 वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 22।
नारद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स द प्रचेतास।
The great saint Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura.
After this, the Prachetas lived at home for thousands of years and developed perfect knowledge in spiritual consciousness. At last, they remembered the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and then left home, putting their wife in charge of a perfect son.
Then the Prachetas went to the seashore in the west, where the great liberated sage Jajali was residing. After perfecting the spiritual knowledge by which one becomes equal toward all living entities, the Prachetas thus became perfect in Krishna consciousness.
After practicing the yoga asana for mystic yoga, the Prachetas managed to control their life air, mind, words, and external vision. Thus, by the process of pranayama, the Prachetas were completely relieved of all material attachment.
By remaining perpendicular, the Prachetas could concentrate their minds upon the uppermost Brahman. And while they were practicing this pranayama, the great sage Narada, who is worshipped by both demons and demigods, came to see them.
As soon as the Prachetas saw that the great sage Narada had appeared, immediately they got up from their asanas, and as required, they immediately offered obeisances and worshipped Narada. And when they saw that Narada Muni was properly seated, the Prachetas all began asking him questions.
O great sage, O Brahmana, we hope you met with no disturbances while coming here. It is due to our great fortune that we are now able to see you.
By the traveling of the sun, people are relieved from the fear of the darkness of night, a fear brought about by thieves and rogues. Similarly, your traveling is just like that of the sun, for you drive away all kinds of fear.
O Master, may we inform you that because of our being overly attached to family affairs, we almost forgot the instructions we received from Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu.
Dear Master, kindly enlighten us in transcendental knowledge, which may act as a torchlight by which we may cross the dark nescience of material existence.
The great sage Maitreya continued, My dear Vidura, being thus petitioned by the Prachetas, the supreme devotee Narada, who is always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, began to reply.
Tad janmatani karmani tad ayustan manovachaha nirnang yena hi vishvatma sevyate harir ishvaraha.
When a living entity is born to engage in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, one's birth, all of one's fruitive activities, one's lifespan, one's mind and words are all factually perfect.
A civilized human being has three kinds of births. The first birth is by a pure father and mother, and this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and that birth is called Savitra. The third birth, called Yagyikya, takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite the opportunities for attaining such births, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. And similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but still they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord. Sutena tapasa vakim vacho vischitta vrittibhi budhya vakim nipunnaya balinendriya radhasa. Without devotional service, what is the meaning of severe austerities, the process of hearing, the power of speech, the power of mental speculation, elevated intelligence, strength, and the power of the senses? King ba yogena sankhyena niyasa swadhyaya yor api king ba shreyobhir anyaischa nayatratma prado hari. Transcendental practices that do not ultimately help one realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead are useless, be they mystic yoga practices, the analytical study of matter, severe austerity, the acceptance of the order of sannyasa, or the study of Vedic literature. All of these may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement, but unless one understands the Godhead, Lord Hari, then all these processes are simply useless. Sreyasam api sarvesham atmahi abadhir arthatah sarvesham api bhutanam harir atmatmada priya. Factually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original source of all self-realization. Consequently, the goal of all auspicious activities, whether it be karma, jnana, yoga, and bhakti, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yatha toror mula nishechanena tripyanti tatskandha bujopashaka pranopaharachcha yathendriyanam tathaiva sarvarhanam achuteja.
As by pouring water on the root of a tree energizes the trunk, branches, twigs, and everything else, and as supplying food to the stomach enlivens the senses and limbs of the body, simply by worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service automatically satisfies the demigods who are parts of that Supreme Personality. During the rainy season, water is generated from the sun, and in due course of time, during the summer season, the very same water is again absorbed by the sun.
Similarly, all living entities, both moving and inert, are generated from the earth, and again, after some time, they all return to the earth as dust. And similarly, everything emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in due course of time, everything enters into Him again. Just as the sunshine is non-different from the sun, this cosmic manifestation is also non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore all-pervasive within this material creation.
When the senses are active, they appear to be part and parcel of the body. But when the body is asleep, their activities are unmanifest.
Similarly, the whole cosmic creation appears different and yet non-different from that supreme person.
And so, my dear kings, sometimes in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, and sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all of these takes place consecutively.
Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute, the modes of passion, darkness, and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear, and sometimes they disappear.
And because the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, He is the Supersoul of all individual living entities, and He exists as both the remote and immediate cause.
Since He is aloof from the material emanations, Godhead is free from their interactions, and Krishna is the Lord of the material nature.
You should all therefore engage in Krishna's devotional service, thinking yourself qualitatively one with Him.
Dayaya sarvabhuteshu santushtya yena kenava sarvendriyo pashantya cha tushyati ashu janardanaha.
Thus, by showing mercy to all living entities, being satisfied somehow or other, and controlling the senses from sense enjoyment, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana.
Being completely cleansed of all material desires, the devotees are freed from all mental contamination. Thus, they can always think of the Lord constantly, addressing Him very feelingly.
Knowing Himself to be controlled by His devotees, the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not leave them for a second, just as the sky overhead never becomes invisible.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes very dear to those devotees who have no material possessions, but who are fully happy in possessing the devotional service of the Lord. Indeed, the Lord relishes such devotional activities of His devotees.
However, those who are puffed up with material education, wealth, aristocracy, and fruitive activity, and who are very proud of possessing material things, they often deride the devotees. So even if such people offer the Lord worship, the Lord never accepts them.
Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-sufficient, He becomes dependent on His devotees. The Lord does not care even for the goddess of fortune, nor for the kings and demigods who are after the favors of the goddess of fortune. So tell me, where is that person who is actually grateful, who will not worship the personality of Godhead?
The great sage Maitreya continued, "And so, my dear King Vidura, Srila Narada Muni, the son of Lord Brahma, thus described all these relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the Prachetas. And afterward, Narada returned to Brahmaloka."
Hearing from the mouth of Narada such glories of the Lord, which vanquish all the ill fortune of this world, the Prachetas also became attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Meditating upon his lotus feet, the Prachetas advanced to the ultimate destination.
My dear Vidura, I have told you everything you wanted to know about the conversation between Narada Muni and the Prachetas, the conversation describing the glories of the Lord. I have related this as far as possible.
Recorded January 20, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namasye purusham tvajyam Ishwaram prakrite param Alakshyam sarva bhutanam Antar bahir avasvitam Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malini Nama Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angrahe Namo Kinchana Vittaya Nivritta Guna Vrittaye Atmaramaya Chantaya Kaivalya Pataye Namaha Vasudeva Paravena Vasudeva Paramakha Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Parakriyaha Vasudeva param jnanam Vasudeva param tapah Vasudeva paro dharmo Vasudeva paragatihi Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Haraye Namaha.